WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The CDC's vaccine advisory panel delayed a vote on whether to keep recommending the hepatitis B vaccine for newborns. Thursday, the panel voted to change the recommendation for the measles, mumps, rubella, chickenpox vaccine, now to be given in separate shots. Dr. Sean O'Leary with the American Academy of Pediatrics tells ABC.
It's truly heartbreaking to see discussions framed under the guise of building trust, while in reality, they were actively sowing fear and doubt. I really don't think you can trust anything that comes out of this committee.
House and Senate voting today on short-term government funding measures, but they're expected to fail. The House Oversight Committee is deposing Alexander Acosta, former Secretary of Labor, but the questions focus on the plea deal he negotiated with Jeffrey Epstein in 2008 while he was a federal prosecutor. And trade and TikTok atop the agenda for President Trump's ongoing conversation with China's Xi Jinping. This is ABC News.
92.7 WMDX, Madison's real news and great conversation, and home to the Todd Allball Show, Monday through Friday from 2 to 4.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. There's a new lawsuit against the city for the ballots that went uncounted in November. 193 ballots were found by staff after Election Day, and multiple investigations have found that no one outside the clerk's office was told about it until over a month later. The ordeal led to the resignation of former city clerk Mary Beth Witzel-Bell after 20 years of service, and the Wisconsin Elections Commission declared she violated the law. Now, liberal firm Law Forward has filed a lawsuit on behalf of 8 Madison voters. Attorneys representing the voters say staff from the clerk's office had multiple opportunities to correct the errors after they were discovered. That's something city leaders have acknowledged. The lawsuit is asking for damages. If you'll remember, Madison will soon have its new city clerk. Lydia McComas starts in 10 days. Meanwhile, a DeForest Village trustee has been ousted in a recall election. William Landgraf voted for a plan to remove fluoride from the village's water supply earlier this year, a story we followed closely at the time. A petition for a recall election was successful, and in Tuesday's election, Alicia Williams got a majority of the votes. That means she takes the seat. Stacey Peterson was running, too. If no one got a majority, there would have been a runoff election with the top two vote-getters in October. But Williams won with 78% of the votes. And another big name in the Madison music scene has died. The State Journal reports Bob Queen passed away on Monday. He created the Fête de Marquette, a beloved festival on the East Side. Plus, he started the Marquette Waterfront Festival in 1995, and he grew the Orton Park Festival, which had its 60th anniversary this year. He did just about all of this as a volunteer, and most of these festivals raise money for good causes. Queen got to enjoy one last performance outside his hospital room before he died. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
Meet me in St. Louis. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports baseball. The Brewers in St. Louis tonight against the Cardinals. The crew with a 5-2 win last night at home against the Angels. Christian Yelich, 2-for-4, driving in his 100th RBI of the season. Manager Pat Murphy.
It's quite an accomplishment for any player. Yelly, you know, if you took the number of hard hit balls that were caught this year by Yelich over 100 and whatever miles an hour, you'd be astounded.
Milwaukee's magic number down to 4. The Angels losing their 7th in a row. Football, the Badgers host Maryland tomorrow. Kickoff 11 a.m. The Packers head to Cleveland to play the Browns Sunday at noon. The Lions, Commanders, and now the Browns all trying to stop Green Bay's ground game.
A lot of these teams that we play, we already know they're going to load the box. It's going to be 8 to 9 guys in there. Safety's going to be flowing hard. It just is what it is. It's what we got to expect, so we got to learn how to make adjustments from that.
That's Packers running back Josh Jacobs with Sports on Mike Clemens.
You're listening to 92.7 WMDX, Madison's home for the Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Mostly cloudy and still warm with highs right around 80. Showers and a few thunderstorms developing later in the afternoon. Look for showers to be likely tonight along with a few rumbles of thunder. It'll be a mild night again with low temperatures right around 60 degrees. Current temperature, 67 degrees.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Kira Sabin, positive psychology midlife coach.
People cannot take away our joy. When I spend time with people I love, putting my time and energy in things that I love that I think are important, not much has really changed. If you are worried about LGBTQIA plus rights, go volunteer at that organization.
You know you're moving the cause forward, and that's great for our mental health.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local civic media radio station, and on the app, Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Civic Media Southeast Wisconsin News Bureau Chief Stuart Waddles. And it's a bar band Friday night, so Civic Media's own Terry Barr joins the show. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
WMDX Madison. Come for the cheese. Stay because your car won't start.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
So I wanna say thank you, 'cause it makes me that much stronger, makes me work a little bit harder, makes me that much wiser, thanks for making me wider.
If you felt a little off these past couple of days, it's probably because our great father has not been home. For father has been gracing England with his legendary warmth and radiance. Gaze upon him with a gait even more majestic than that of the royal horses that pranced before him. He wowed the English with charm, intelligence, and an undeniable sexual charisma that filled their air like a pheromone-packed London fog.
John Stewart went with parody. One more from John Stewart, real quick.
Of course, this visit wasn't just an opportunity for President Trump to rub shoulders with lesser royals. He also met with political lessers, like the British Prime Minister, who had to be reminded that Trump has ended all the wars in the world, especially the one between Azerbaijan and Armenia.
To think that we settled Azerbaijan and Albania as an example.
What?
I would like to apologize very quickly. I stand corrected. Azerbaijan is actually pronounced Aberbaijan. And Armenia is pronounced Albania.
All right. Guess what? Comedy is still legal. Yep. This proves it right here.
Right
this
here.
Proves it. Yeah.
Right here.
Yeah. Here comes comedy. It's alive.
We're calling friends in love.
Yeah. That's what I'm talking about.
I think we got your number.
Already I'm nervous because Francis is in a car. Are you fleeing the country? What's happening?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm never coming back.
Okay.
Never coming back. Run.
I assume you're in the child seat at your height. But anyway.
Oh, stop it.
It's
damn.
The law,
let me,
Chris.
Tell my child I used to ride, had the first drive sitting on two phone books. And she was like,
what's a phone book?
No, she was like, those were huge.
Yeah, yeah.
I said this week, if you don't like what's on your TV, you can turn the knob. And Bella's like, what's a knob on a TV, Grandma? wow, Frangela. What a week. for free speech, for, you know, and we were just saying, you can be forgiven if you are literally dizzy from the amount and the velocity of the fascism that happened this week. So
100%.
Yeah, go ahead. I mean,
100%. This is where the fight needs to be, though. Like, this is where people need to be on it. And this is where I start calling out all of the news media. They need to stop acting like they are passive on the side observers. You are in this fight. And if you don't start defending, and if you don't start coming out and being direct and saying what needs to be said, then you shouldn't be in that seat.
No.
This is, you know, and that's, I'm feeling it from all the mainstream media. It's like, stop the reporting like it's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Start doing what The Daily Show and what South Park and what other shows are doing, which is in your way. Tell the truth and stop with the both sides and stop with the kumbaya. Tell the truth.
Yeah.
Tell the truth. And this is the thing. They have used the murder of Charlie Kirk to push everything extremely. This is not a small push.
This is a huge. Yeah.
This is a shove. This is being railroaded to the right. Mm-hmm. All of us. And yes, did it hurt me to have to give up Marvel? I watch a Marvel movie every day in my house. Okay? Did it hurt me to have to give up Star Wars? Oh, Padawan, I'm a young Padawan. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Did it hurt me to have to give up Abbott in Elementary? I want to support every one of those black actors.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it's working. It's working, Francis.
I will not capitulate.
Yeah, Disney, yeah. ABC is feeling the heat. There's reporting this morning. There are a lot of Disney, even executives within the company going, this is the wrong thing. This could be the place we stop, turn the tide. If they hear enough blowback. Yeah, go ahead.
It's ridiculous. And I can't, this is where I get mad. I got to say his name again, Jake Tapper. Where are you, Jake?
Yeah.
Where is this concern? Do you have it for the Albanians who didn't even know they were in a war? Where is the concern?
Yeah. That's right. Because all I heard about was an auto pen, okay? I am looking at an AI president. I don't even know what's real. I can't tell if that's actually Melania under that hat, okay?
Some of the reporting within the reporting, Frangelis, I was saying to Chris, even just stories from, you know, that you handed me this morning, the reporting's incorrect. You know,
yes.
First of all, Jimmy Kimmel didn't say anything about Charlie Kirk. He didn't. Or that they're saying he misstated the facts. He did not. And then there was a story about Karen Attia getting fired from the New York Times saying, oh, well, she misquoted Charlie Kirk. She did not.
She did not.
He cited specific black women and said they do not have the brain power. He cited Michelle Obama and Ketanji, Sheila Jackson Lee. They don't have the brain power, and so they're stealing a job from a white person or whatever. She did not misquote him.
No, but you see what they're doing. Quoting him has now become, it's now become a problem, right?
That's right.
So we can't accurately quote people now because if the president doesn't like the way the quote. See, and when we start, when we give into that, and we have been. And the media has been. They have been. I'm sorry, everybody over there at MSNBC, CNN, all y'all. They have been the legacy media. They have allowed false narratives to stand, and now they're getting faced with what happens. It never works.
No,
it never works to give in to the bully. It's not a strategy.
Whitewashing. What we are watching, which is amazing in and of itself. If I were an alien, we are watching. This system tried to whitewash Charlie Kirk's images and words. And that if you, and what they're saying is, if you quote him, we will take your job because we don't like what he said. We don't like what he said.
They agree with it. They just don't want to have to contend with the imagery.
That's right.
They're lying in this way.
Yeah.
That's what's crazy to me in this moment is you don't like his words, but you're going to punish me for what he said? You're going to punish black kids for what Charlie said?
Yeah.
Well, really, and for another white person who killed him.
Yeah.
Like, I don't. Yeah. Like, I.
What,
it's just.
Well, we talked about this last week. Why do black colleges have to shut down? What, you know, and this is the point Jimmy Kimmel was making, which was dead on, that he said he was talking about the MAGA base. They're trying to spin this as anybody but one of them and use it to score political points. And again, how many times, for instance, can we say this morning about he came from a white Christian MAGA Trump loving gun nut family? And I keep saying, can you imagine if it was a liberal family, what MAGA would be saying? They produced this murderer that slaughtered another human being and seemed very concerned in the text chain, mostly about them being mad about the gun, not about the fact that he slaughtered another human being. So, you know, just miss me with this, you know.
Yeah,
and again, I've been saying all morning, Frangeli, you tell me what you think, taking just the MAGA parents, you know, word for his ideology, to me that had also the feel of, it's not our fault, you know, because some families and parents have been charged in these incidents. They're like, oh, it wasn't us, he was a crazy leftist, right?
Yeah, I mean, to me, at the end of the day, what they're doing is they're trying, the way that he died does not justify the way that he lived. Okay, the way that he lived was as an active white nationalist, misogynist, you know, not homophobic, is too kind. He was a person who was out here sowing hate, out here okay with gun violence, and to try to clean up his say that he wasn't those things now because he's dead. I'm mad at Ezra Klein. I'm mad at all these people and this trying to repaint him. It's a free speech activist. He is not. He was not a free speech activist.
I keep saying
he deserved to be murdered.
On our side, that have been fighting against gun violence forever, I'm not okay with Charlie Kirk's 1 and 3-year-old growing up without him. I'm not okay with that. But I guess he was, in terms of, I mean, not personally, that base is, he said it's worth it. Gun deaths are worth it to have the Second Amendment.
And not being able to quote him? That doesn't make any sense, and you're not going to do it. But when ABC and CBS, when Paramount, when all them paid him, that was when we should have known this was next. Because what they have said is, we are going to use the government to harass everybody into pre-compliance. I think people always thought that the attack would be more like direct attack on you. No, what they're doing is they don't have to do it. But they are going to corporations and they are saying, we will control your profit if you don't do what we want. Yeah. And the corporations don't understand and don't seem to get that. Look, window ledges get real slippery. Ask oligarchs in Russia when you allow the government to decide what happens in your business.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So we're sitting here and we're acting as if this is normal. And we need to start screaming and saying, this is not normal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This is not normal. This is
everybody
not
everybody has to get out here.
This it's is not, how
everybody has to get out here and protest.
Yeah. This is how stupid this current timeline is. French president and wife to present evidence in court that the first lady is a cisgender woman. This will come in a defamation lawsuit Emmanuel and Bridget Necron filed against right-wing influencer Candace Owens, who claimed Bridget was born a male.
Yep.
I mean, so they're going to present, I don't know, but a photographic and genetic and biological evidence. This is how stupid this timeline is, right?
I will never understand how, this is my thing, and Francis will back me up on this. Candace's marmalade is outstanding.
Delicious.
It is the best marmalade you will ever have. And I'm going to tell you something. You leave her with any kind of fruit or nut, she can marmalade it. When I tell you, Candace is a marmalade MacGyver.
Here's
who's making the marmalade while she's out making stupid enemies.
By the way, speaking of our timeline, Frangeli, what are the chances this is the year of our Lord 2025 and we agree with Candace Owens and Steve Bannon and I don't know, God knows who all else. But also Malcolm Nance and a bunch of people on the left and calling BS on this text chain of the shooter, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Because when you have I'm going to say it again. When you have a White House that is willing to AI the president of the United States.
Yep. Which should be illegal.
I thought Chris was kidding when he said it. I was like, oh, no, it's AI.
Even Stephanie's untrained eye could tell.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, because... So, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. to your point, yeah, we have to ask these questions. Yeah, I do have to ask the question, is that Melania under that hat? Because I can't see her face. And I keep on being told online that she wants a divorce and wants to get out.
Yeah.
She know where the door is. I know where the door is. I don't know what the problem is.
She can't see it under that hat. Is that where she can find the door?
Right.
If she takes the hat off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you and I have walked out of the White House before. We can find the door.
Found the door.
Yeah.
It's really not hard.
No.
So it might be for her with the genius grant. It might be hard.
My favorite moment when Chris turned into eight-year-old Chris, he was like, is that the Oval Office?
They opened the door and I'm like, oh my God, is that the Oval Office?
It don't feel like that anymore, Chris.
No, it does not. Yeah, remember? We just played President Obama earlier in the show for Angela, and I just thought, oh my God, doesn't it feel like 11 billion years ago?
Oh my God.
A real president, we had a real leader.
Remember, was it so embarrassing? Oh.
Well, you know what? We had our chance. We had chance, and then and then this is them. And the reality is that let's look at the difference between the economy, our world position, the tariffs. You go on and on and on, and your freedoms. Don't tell me. When I look at what's happening in America, they voted for this.
Yeah.
They voted
And once
for
again,
this.
She was right about everything. Even what she just said recently about what I didn't see coming was the capitulation.
Mm-hmm.
I
yes.
mean, holy crap.
And
I mean, even Jon Stewart, I have watched some of these late night people, like, remember Samantha coming after Hillary?
Yeah.
And I'm like, look, enough with, have we learned that both sides aren't the same? Yeah. Have we learned that?
Oh, Jen Kirkman has a great thread about just, you know, these guys in the bro sphere and just the misogyny that, you know, helped get us here. And, you know,
exactly.
Where's all these free speech warriors now and these cancel culture guys?
Because they never cared about free speech. We got to stop believing what the wordy words and start believing the actions. Okay.
That's right.
When you advocate lynching people, you're not a free speech advocate.
Yes. Thank you. That is the quote of the day. We got to stop with the wordy words. Okay. 21 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by My Native Path Collagen. And when I say my, it's because you can get the drop that tug from Amazon. You don't get the wrong one. You can do more harm than good.
That's right.
I'm telling you, collagen, the most abundant protein in your body, your natural supply drops as you age. Although I did just order my own birthday cake. And what did I write? Happy 44th birthday, Steph.
Oh, that's
so
right.
I can say whatever I want, but you know what? Native Path supports my big lie.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Okay. We've been turning to collagen to relieve joint pain, rebuild bones, even look years younger. If you want to support your own big lie, go. Get the best collagen. You can check out the top 5 collagen warnings every American needs to see, along with a special offer. Right now, get a special bundle deal at a fraction of the retail price and free shipping. This offer only available at getnativepath.com/Stephanie.
You want to get nuts? Come on! Let's get nuts.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, this is all too familiar to me. You wake up with a scratchy throat, congestion, runny nose, cough. You know your body. You know you're getting sick. Your choices are tough it out, get sick, take time off work, hope the doctor can see you this month sometime, wait 2 hours at urgent care, sit in a room full of sick people, or go open your medical emergency kit like mine right here. I just match my symptoms to the doctor-recommended prescription. Start on the right meds and nip it in the bud right now. This is not a first aid kit. It comes with doctor-prescribed meds to treat dozens of common and serious medical issues, strong antibiotics for infections of all types, strep throat, pneumonia, UTIs, bronchitis, and a lot more, plus a doctor's easy guide so you'll know exactly what to take and when. No more waiting to see the doctor, no more waiting at the pharmacy. My meds are in my kit. Every home should have at least one medical emergency kit. Order yours online in minutes. Your kit will be rushed to your door. Get $45 off right now at urgentcarekit.com/Stephanie. Promo code Stephanie. Get $45 off right now at urgentcarekit.com. Stephanie. Well, fall is in full swing. Perfect time to refresh your wardrobe with pieces that feel as good as they look. Luckily, Quince makes it easy to look polished, stay warm, and save big without compromising on quality. Quince has all the elevated essentials for fall. Think 100% Mongolian cashmere from $50, washable silk tops and skirts, perfectly tailored denim, at all at prices that feel too good to be true. Getting chilly where you are? Ooh, they're wool coats. They look designer level, but cost a fraction of the price, and the quality just as good, if not better. By partnering directly with ethical top-tier factories and cutting out the middleman, Quince cuts out that middleman to deliver luxury quality pieces at half the price of similar brands. I'm not kidding. It's the kind of wardrobe upgrade that feels smart, stylish, and effortless. I love accessories. I got some amazing earrings. Keep it classic and cozy this fall with long-lasting staples from Quince. Quince.com/Stephanie. Free shipping with your order. 365-day returns. That's Quince.com/Stephanie. Get free shipping. Quince.com/Stephanie.
Your free Ticket Friday keyword for the Stephanie Miller Show is gold. G-O-L-D. Gold. Use the Civic Media app to text in the keyword for your chance to win a 4-pack of Milwaukee Brewers tickets. Full contest details on the Civic Media website.
Timeout.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Hi, my name is Chuck Collins. I'm the great-grandson of the meatpacker Oscar Mayer and a member of the Patriotic Millionaires. I'm also the author of a new book, Burned by Billionaires, How Concentrated Wealth and Power are Ruining Our Lives and Planet. This summer proved to all of us that climate change is real and it is deadly. And I'm here to tell you that a small group of billionaires are making it worse. Did you know that billionaire Jeff Bezos' wife, Lauren Sanchez, emitted more carbon in her 11-minute Blue Origin space flight than the average person emits in a lifetime? Did you know that the average super yacht produces as much carbon emissions as 1,500 regular vehicles? And that private jets emit 10 to 20 times more pollutants per passenger than commercial airplanes? So who should pay for climate change? People like you who recycle and turn off the lights when you leave the room, or billionaires who take joyrides in space? Tax the rich, tax the rich, tax the rich. I'm Chuck Collins. I'm a patriotic millionaire, and I approve this message.
Looking to give back to your community? Visit volunteerwisconsin.org to find volunteer opportunities near you. Join us in celebrating United Ways Month by getting involved. Visit volunteerwisconsin.org or contact your local United Way today. Paid for by United Way of Wisconsin.
Stephanie Miller.
What? Yeah. Nah. Yeah, it's Fridays with Frangela, bitches. Yeah, here I found it, Frangela. Jen Kirkman, our friend, said, Andrew Schultz, Joe Rogan, Theo Vaughn, Tim Dillon, Tony Hinchcliffe must be so upset. They don't like when comedy's canceled. They told their boy minions to vote for Trump because the lady was going to make comedy illegal. Don't worry, these free speech bros are going to make it all okay. No. You said, Jen, how's that possible? They're grifters, not smart, not funny, not cool. It was never about free speech. It was about misogyny, and they're all clearly bought by billionaires. Good point, you. just complimenting her.
Uh-huh.
But
what the manosphere has done to America, like for me to hear Joe Rogan talking about, well, what is Trump doing now? I mean, he's going after Latinos who have been working in this country for 20 years. How dare you?
Yeah.
How dare you sit here with your meat-eating mouth?
I mean, Adam Carolla, who's, you know, Jimmy Kimmel's former, on-air partner, he's gotten, the more this right-wing kind of manosphere. So he defended Jimmy Kimmel, but he also said Kimmel said something inaccurate. Jimmy Kimmel did not say anything inaccurate.
He did not say anything inaccurate.
No.
But that's how they're portraying it.
Right.
And that's including all of the media. They keep acting like it's a foregone conclusion that he said something critical or wrong, and he didn't.
Right. Right. That's
I want to remind everybody that the media took with wildfire about Kimmel what Trump wanted to have with Wildfire about Lisa Cook. If we just position and suppose what was said or happened, then theoretically, everybody, the rest of the country should take care of my problem.
So Lisa Cook did nothing wrong, and he's going to ask the Supreme Court to let him fire her anyway.
Yep.
He just fired the prosecutor that he was trying to prosecute Letitia James for the same BS mortgage fraud claim. I mean, this is how far down the rabbit hole we are, Frangela. And get your take on all that and more as we continue Fridays with Frangela, Stephanie Miller Show.
WMDX Madison, where biking in the snow is a personality trait.
Catch Farm Report updates throughout the day from the Midwest Farm Report, right here on 92.7 WMDX.
For Civic Media News, I'm Melissa Kay. Those gathered at the state capitol were greeted by the strings of the Wisconsin Youth Symphony Orchestra on Thursday for the state superintendent's State of Education Address. Dr. Jill Underley took to the podium to share the story of education in the Badger State.
Across Wisconsin, our public schools are strong. They are resilient places where every child belongs, where diversity is celebrated, not demonized, where differences aren't feared, but embraced and seen as opportunities to grow together as human beings.
Dr. Underley explained the opposition public schools are facing from the federal government.
Because instead of being a true partner, the Federal Department of Education is using critical funding as a bargaining chip, threatening or withholding it with little or no notice, while demanding compliance with unclear and unlawful demands. They're working to undermine the very things that make our schools strong, welcoming and inclusive places.
She said when we overlook students, it shows up in their learning.
And those who reduce a student's success to a single test score miss the full story, the full human behind that number.
Dr. Underley also addressed the school voucher system.
And here's the truth. We are starving one system while funding another. We cannot afford to keep pulling resources away from public schools to fund private ones and expect both to thrive.
She said the next chapter's pages are still blank.
Will we be the generation that looked away as our schools crumbled? Or will we be the ones who stood up, kept our promise, and chose to write a different story?
What happens next is up to Wisconsinites.
Let us choose to write a better story for our kids, for our schools, for the Wisconsin we believe in. Thank you.
For Civic Media News, I'm Melissa Kay.
Farm news that impacts you and your community from the Midwest Farm Report throughout your day on 92.7 WMDX.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Mostly cloudy and still warm with highs right around 80. Showers and a few thunderstorms developing later in the afternoon. Look for showers to be likely tonight along with a few rumbles of thunder. It'll be a mild night again with low temperatures right around 60 degrees. Right now, it's 69 degrees.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Hey there, Wisconsin. Tom Hartman here. Democracy is not a spectator sport, so join me each and every weekday right here on Civic Media for the Tom Hartman program from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Covering the news of the day and sharing ways for you to get off the sidelines and get active in your community, because change starts with you. Get involved and tune in to the Tom Hartman program Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on your local Civic Media radio station.
Todd Alba.
There's a lot more that unites us than divides us, particularly hockey. Bill McCoshin, president of the Janesville Jets, will be along. Peter Rapine looks at the week in review, and Phil Nee on Outdoor Theaters. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
Fair housing. It's not an option. It's...
Mm-hmm.
whether you really are just targeting comedians who who typically through the years have made fun of political figures in a way that because the president simply is offended by it.
No. Look, again, broadcast TV is different. We're on a cable show right now. You don't have an FCC license. If you have a broadcast TV license, that means that you have something that very few people have, and you're excluding other people from having access to that valuable public resource, and it comes with an obligation to serve the public interest.
Criticizing the president.
And they'll decide what the public interest
criticizing
is.
Criticizing the president is serving the public interest.
I mean, Frangel, we are at comedians must serve at the president's pleasure point of fascism. I mean, it is really extraordinary. By the way, Hal Sparks will join us Monday, completing the sexy liberal trifecta with New York Times bestselling author John Fugelsang here today and Frangela.
I'm so proud of him.
Guys, I have to say, we're all human. And, you know, JoJo from Jurors started crying yesterday on the air. Because, listen, it's okay to say you're afraid. We're all afraid. It's what you do with that fear, right? Because I literally thought yesterday, I'm glad we weren't out doing the sexy liberal tour right now. Because we're all afraid in this environment.
Yeah.
We know the security we've had to have and the death threats. But that was before the Charlie Kirk assassination and them weaponizing it and keep using the word they. They killed Charlie Kirk. We got to get revenge. We got to get retribution. I mean, between that and the... I don't want anyone to be silenced like Charlie Kirk was or like Jimmy Kimmel was, right? Like, this is not the America we all love.
No, let me tell you something. We've never been for that. They have been for that. That is what they are about. They are anti-democratic. They are anti-speech.
Yeah.
Okay? None of us, let me tell you something. Charlie Kirk had the right to do and did what he was doing.
Yeah.
Nobody's arguing about that. What we want in this world is gun safety.
Yeah. I did a pro-choice event with
talking about Charlie Kirk and not gun safety is what makes me mad.
I did a pro-choice event with Kathy Griffin and a bunch of female comedians. This was, again, before Charlie's assassination, and I thought, all of us in this sphere are scared, but this is why, it's the time more than ever for courage and for standing up and for speaking out, because we were just saying there's got to be a point where we say no more, no more. This is where the domino stops.
Well, here's my thing. We have got to understand that it's cry now or cry later. You're going to cry at some point.
We're going to cry.
It's going to be painful.
Way. This is that fight you can't avoid. Look, 3 o'clock out on the playground, you know what's coming. Just get ready. Get your people ready and get ready to be clear. We shall not bow down to a king.
That's right. And
unless we're in England, because it's polite.
For me, what we're doing, we have to speak with our money, with our feet, with everything we have in our toolbox. Okay, so you know what? I didn't know that I could live without Target and Home Depot. I live in front of a Target and a Home Depot.
You can't even go in them.
Yeah.
But you know what? My pocket is happier. My ethics and my morals are happier. And I can do the same thing. I can let me tell you something, baby. Let me testify. I can let go of Star.
She can let go.
I'm a let go.
Can I hear her let go? Let go.
I'm a let go of Marvel. ABC don't care.
She-Hulk. Okay? She-Hulk is on our side. She canceled her Disney.
What am I saying? I love it. When I tell you, my husband and I are huge Marvel Star Wars fans.
Yeah.
That is our fandom.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's done.
Oh, I've seen you around Mark Hamill. I know.
It's true. You do that
same face that Angela does around Lily Tomlin. It's just
I just cry when I see Mark Hamill. I just start crying.
You know, and these are the things we love.
Not as much as my freedom. Be clear.
This is what I'm saying.
Be clear.
So, you know what?
We rebuke the ABCs.
You know what? I will not pay for fascism.
I will not.
Fascism will not get another dime.
You will not get my money.
Was there a time in America?
Francis? There was a time in America. Wait. People understood. You don't come for the satire.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
What are you? Are you crazy? That's satire. That is the energy we need.
Oh, we are balls deep in the First They Came poem. I'm telling you.
I mean, every time I turn around.
Hey, speaking of Nazis, listen, I thought, speaking of before the Charlie Kirk tragedy, I just thought this was interesting, given this whole, you know, picture that we're trying to put together in Utah. A new article by the New York Times profiling Nick Fuentes revealed that the Trump administration refused to comment on the record out of fear of attacks from the 27-year-old white nationalist followers. Well, we were saying nobody was more panicked after the Charlie Kirk assassination than Nick Fuentes and Laura Loomer, because no one attacked him more and was more
afraid
it was one of their followers. So, but it says there's, where is this? The footprint of the oratorically proficient late night streaming show host has not dwindled in the least, with his tens of thousands of alienated young male conservative followers known as Groypers. If anything, his anti-Israel, anti-immigrant, anti-transgender, anti-civil rights views seem to have gained new currency during the second Trump administration. There's now growing alarm among leading conservatives about Mr. Fuentes, who routinely tests the cult-like devotion of his young male fans by savaging their patriarchal figure, President Trump, for not being right-wing enough. In the process, he has emerged as one of the loudest voices on the right to turn on the president. I mean, it like we were saying, they've said far worse things about Charlie Kirk than any of us have.
Yeah, but they ain't gonna come for them. They're not gonna come for them. They're gonna come for us. And what I find is really interesting and intelligent about this method, shut down any voice. Right?
Yeah.
So anybody who's left who wants to keep their job knows any writer at any commentator at MSNBC, anybody doing late night, every comedian, we can't make fun of Trump. We can't make fun. We can't do Charlie Kirk.
We can't tell the truth. MSNBC fired down.
Yeah. Who's a Republican? Who's a Republican who just said before Charlie Kirk died that, you know, this is part of, he was asked about the environment. And, you know, he just said hateful words lead to hateful actions. He didn't say Charlie Kirk had it coming. Or he didn't imply any such thing.
No. They fired him. See, and so when they sit up there, the next anchor, and talk about how we need to get in the street, they need to get in the street.
Yeah.
With us.
So, I mean, I asked Glenn Kirshner this earlier for Angela. This is Jim Cramer and Brendan Carr, the FCC chair. First of all, he wrote the FCC section of Project 2025, case you didn't know this was all coming.
Yeah.
As Kamala said, can you believe they wrote this all down? So I asked him, is this blackmail, extortion, or what is this exactly?
Sinclair, another owner of many local TV stations, said that it would also suspend Mr. Kimmel's program and call on Mr. Kimmel to apologize and make a meaningful personal donation to Mr. Kirk's family and the activist political group Turning Point USA. I think Sinclair has every right to call for that.
Really? I mean, I was saying earlier, Francis, what's next? Are we going to make black people donate to the Klan? Like, I mean, can you force someone to give money to an organization that they feel promotes hate speech?
Well, that would be our taxes at this point.
That's right.
My
taxes went for Charlie Kirk's funeral.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. That's where my money went for. It didn't go for Trayvon. It didn't go for the Hortmans. It didn't go for George Floyd. It went to Charlie Kirk.
Yeah. I mean, it's so few and far between the Republicans, you know, saying anything that is correct. But this is John Kennedy, who's
no,
the senator.
This is Kennedy,
Kennedy. I'm sorry. This is
female.
She tends toward the right. But again, I feel like a lot of people that make a living by way of the First Amendment, Frangela, are starting to be like, I mean, everyone from Laura Ingraham's like, oh, wait a minute now, knowing like the sword can cut both ways.
Exactly.
Yeah, here we go.
I do have an issue with some of the statements made by Brendan Carr, because if there were an FCC commissioner on the other side of the political spectrum, from someone maybe on this network, and they didn't like their speech, would they put pressure on, you know, some of the advertisers? Yep. And, you know, if someone from Fox moved on to Fox Broadcast, to some of the owned and operated stations there, that's the part of this that I do not like.
They count on us not fighting the same way, that we won't
that's
do
right.
the same. But you know what, Brangela?
Yeah.
I hope we do. I hope we, when we get back in power, I hope we do go after the people that are actually inciting violence and committing
100%.
Hate speech.
100%. Yeah. Like, this is, but you mean follow the law? Yeah. Like, all this is a retribution charge. They do not, they don't care about free speech. They care about their free speech.
Yeah.
But they don't care about, they have no problem with these attacks unless they come to them. And they won't until they screw up. And I think that's the brilliance of the satire The Daily Show did.
Yeah.
Which is that no matter how compliant you are,
it's never enough.
It's never enough.
Yeah. The bully always comes back. Speaking of the law, Jasmine, I cannot get enough Jasmine Crockett this morning. Here we go.
If I did say that I had one issue with the Biden-Harris administration, it is the fact that they did not move forward and make sure that this man was put where he should have been put. Because the last time I checked as a criminal defense attorney, and Mr. Attorney General, you may have a different experience, but I never had a defendant that had 34 convictions for felonies and did not spend one day in jail. Never in my life.
Thank you. Playing by, you know, the regular set of rules got us. Here we are.
Right.
Yeah.
I keep saying about our book club, we're reading Allow Me to Retort. And what the
Ellie
whole
Mistal.
Point is to understand how a lot of people in this country, in the law, who work in the law, utilize the Constitution to get to the place they want versus working with the law. And we have to understand our rights, the law, and to be able to retort what people who keep on saying, but you know, this is the law. No, it isn't. Because what we watched last year is a man get convicted and then get elected president.
Yeah.
And then they took away the fines.
Frangela, Glenn Kirshner's out helping people get to the polls in Virginia. I mean, the one thing we cannot do is give up. I mean, we are winning election after election, which is why they're terrified and trying to, you know, make sure we don't have free and fair elections. But I have to say, I hope the pendulum swings back. They're acting like it never will. But one of the saddest things I just saw that's in Kamala Harris's book, as she rushed to pick a running mate last year, her first choice was her close friend Pete Buttigieg, but she decided it would be too big of a risk for a black woman to run with a gay man. I think we all probably thought, I mean, I hate that we all probably thought that in the year of our Lord 2025, right?
Yeah.
But she said Buttigieg would have been an ideal partner if I were a straight white man. But we were already asking a lot of America to accept a woman, a black woman, a black woman married to a Jewish man. Part of me wanted to say, screw it, let's just do it. But knowing what was at stake, it was too big of a risk. I think Pete also knew that to our mutual sadness. She said Buttigieg originally topped the 8 names on her list. He's a sincere public servant with a rare talent of being able to frame liberal arguments in a way that make it possible for conservatives to hear them. I love Pete. I love working with Pete. He and his husband are friends. I mean, so now this is, you know, where we sit, right, in terms of, and as Chris and I, as gay people and Pete Buttigieg fans, that's sad, you know, that this is where we are. But, you know, I listened to Barack Obama speak. We played some of that this morning. I'm one of the original hope mongers, you know, so I have to still have a hope that this pendulum will swing back.
Oh, if we have to get a ladder for Francis to get up and push it back. I mean,
that you're talking about a pendulum that used to feature people who were racist. There's a man out here with a blower right next to the car. I mean, can you believe it?
See? Silencing free speech in America. Silencing comedians. Again.
If I open this door and go, shh, would that be wrong?
That's their last resort. Just get a leaf blower. If there's still comedian talking in America, just.
What's the point? It's to silence all of us, you know, and that's, I forgot what I was talking about because I'm focused on the leaf blower. Take it over, Anne.
All right. Okay, we'll be back to gather your thoughts. 48 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by you, waking up with your little scritch, or your little runny nose.
Aww.
My mom once wrote a sick note that said, Stephanie will be out today with post-nasal drip. I'm like, Mom, could you make that sound a little more serious?
Yeah,
sounds like a runny nose.
To be out of...
She thought she sounded like a doctor. Anyway, my point is, what are your options? Tough it out, get sick, get a crappy note from your mom? Okay, or
I need something better than post-nasal drip.
Wait in urgent care and get sick because other people are in there with something else that they have. Maybe you get that too. Just open your medical emergency kit like mine right here. I just matched my symptoms to the doctor recommended prescription. They hook you up with a doc as soon as you sign up. You start on the right meds, nip it in the bud. Mm-hmm. It is not a first aid kit. You got all kinds of great doctor prescribed meds in there. Strong antibiotics for infections of all types, strep throat, pneumonia, UTIs, bronchitis, a lot more. Plus the doctor's easy guide so you know exactly what to take and when. No waiting to see the doctor, no waiting and waiting at the pharmacy. I do that. It takes way too long, no matter how long it is.
Totally.
Because you're sick and you don't feel good. You want to go home. You want to take a nap. My meds are right here in my kit. Order yours online in minutes. Your kit will be rushed to your door. $45 off right now at urgentcarekit.com/Stephanie. That's urgentcarekit.com/Stephanie.
My calculations are correct. When this baby hits 88 miles per hour, you're going to see some serious...
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, hallelujah, and I don't mean that literally. The Freedom From Religion Foundation has just won two big cases keeping the Ten Commandments out of your kids' math class. In Texas, a judge blocked a law that would have forced every school to hang a giant poster of Thou Shalt Not. And in Arkansas, Conway schools had to take down their Ten Commandments signs after, surprise, the law was ruled unconstitutional. So kids can go back to learning reading, writing, and arithmetic and leave religion where it belongs, at home, church, synagogue, or at the mosque. Not plastered on a classroom wall, can I get an amen to the Constitution. FFRF defends the Constitution, sues when public schools cross the line, and protects kids from being preached at instead of taught. If you believe in public education, facts, and actual freedom of religion and from religion, time to get involved. FFRF.us/school or text my last name, Miller, to 511-511. Text Miller to 511-511 or FFRF.us/school because Jesus does not belong in the homeroom. FFRF.us/school. Text fees may apply. I knew we all have two ages, our actual age and our body's internal biological age. What I didn't know is I've likely lowered my biological age without even knowing. Here's the thing, because Americans eat so many processed foods and not enough fruit and veggies, many, perhaps most, are 10 years older on the inside than their actual age. They are ticking time bombs. A major university study suggests how to slow aging and defuse the biological time bomb. Participants slowed their aging by drinking Field of Greens. That's all. They didn't change their eating, drinking, or exercise, just Field of Greens. I hike and bike every day. It superpowers me. Each fruit and vegetable in Field of Greens was doctor selected for specific health benefits, cell health, heart, lungs, kidneys, metabolism, even healthy weight. I feel great knowing Field of Greens can slow how quickly I'm aging. I encourage you to join me. Swap your untested fruit, vegetable, or green drink for Field of Greens while there's still time. Check out the university study. Get 20% off when you use that promo code Stephanie at fieldofgreens.com. Fieldofgreens.com, promo code Stephanie.
Fall is in the air, and there's no better place to enjoy it than at Sugar River Pizza in Sun Prairie. Cozy up inside for some spirits, 48 beers on tap, and THC drinks. Choose from a wide selection of their warm pastas, 12-hour smoked pulled pork, and of course, their pizzas. Voted Best of Madison, Sugar River Pizza is known for great food, great drinks, and a warm, welcoming atmosphere. Located on Cabela Drive in Sun Prairie, they also offer catering. Sugar River Pizza, where fall feels like home.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. Earlier this summer, the Trump Justice Department requested states turn over massive amounts of voter registration, balloting, and election administration records. Two states which refused the request, Maine and Oregon, are now being sued by DOJ. The Brennan Center for Justice counts 34 states which received data requests from either the Civil Rights Division, formerly a watchdog for voting rights, or from DOJ's Criminal Division. New Hampshire cited state statutes prohibiting the release of such information, but Indiana confirmed it recently sent DOJ personal information, including driver's license and partial Social Security numbers. Maine received its first request in mid-July, which it declined August 8th, citing a lack of justification. DOJ's statement announcing the suit said, quote, American citizens have a right to feel confident in the integrity of our electoral process, and the refusal of certain states to protect their citizens against vote dilution will result in legal consequences, unquote. Vote dilution refers to alleged widespread voting by non-citizens, an already debunked conspiracy theory from the 2020 and 2024 elections. The Trump administration confirmed last week it was sharing the voter data with the Department of Homeland Security. Secretaries of State Shanna Bellows in Maine and Tobias Reid of Oregon have vowed to fight the request in court. We have more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Orton, thank you.
Stephanie Miller.
Tell me lies, tell me sweet little lies.
Yeah. It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Representative Ro Khanna, Democrat of California.
Attorney General Pam Bondi is prosecuting hate speech, even though hate speech is constitutionally protected. And even though we've had so many lectures from my friends on the other side of the aisle not to prosecute hate speech. And then what about our vice president, the champion of free speech, as he told us during the campaign? The vice president is telling Americans to snitch on fellow Americans who have offensive posts and to call their employers so they can be fired.
Yep.
Chilling time.
That's the government telling you to
do
that.
Yeah, one Democratic strategist said she's absolutely worried Trump is going to unleash the Justice Department on the Democratic Party. Of course he is. And Eric Swalwell pointed out, Pam Bondi has refused to prosecute multiple direct death threats against me and my family. I mean, you know, it is just, there's no question, Frangela, it's just a scary time. Senator Chris Murphy has introduced the No Political Enemies Act on protecting free speech from Trump. I mean, I guess we got to do all of the above because they're saying the FCC chair is doing the right-wing talk circuit, bragging he's taking down progressive speech, not even pretending it's about anything else. They just don't think any laws apply to them, right?
Well, because they've been told that by the Supreme Court.
And they don't. The laws don't. This
Clearly
is why
they don't.
This is why, again, I'm going to talk about this. Allow me to retort. These laws do not apply to these people. They are not working in the same systems as we are.
Yeah.
But they are wasting their time calling. I've had a lot of people report Francis's posts to me to fire her. I've spoken with the board, and we're looking into it.
We talked to John Fugelsang about just them misusing faith and Christianity and all of these. I mean, Trump's faith director praises Charlie Kirk, critics getting fired. They've shown their evil. So they tell us to watch the rhetoric and don't call people names. And then they call people evil.
Right. Animals and vermin.
Right.
It's a man who trafficked with a man who touched and sent out children. And it's protecting him and everybody else in that whole cabal. Miss me.
Thank you. She said, I'm a conservative, but I would never celebrate the death of a Democrat or a liberal, no matter what they said. Well, there are... do you want to know just the things Charlie Kirk said about George Floyd after he died? Things he said about Martin Luther King? I mean, the hilarious, Halloween costume Don Jr. posted of a, underwear and a hammer when Paul Pelosi was almost killed. I mean, it's... okay. Yeah.
No,
so then, and then she went on to
ridiculous.
She went on to call Kimmel and others evil. First of all, he didn't make light of Kirk's death. He didn't celebrate Kirk's death. He didn't even say anything about him in that monologue.
But guess what?
About.
He's supposed to be able to do that. Like, even if he did do that, which he didn't, but if he did, he's supposed to be able to do that. And then he has to deal with the consequences. See, this is where people keep getting confused about what free speech means. It doesn't mean consequence-free speech. It doesn't mean that nobody can react to your speech. It doesn't mean that people can't reject it and go out and protest against it. It means the government can't stop you from saying it. But that's what they're doing.
You know what it means to me? It means the final word and idiot of the week at sexyliberal.com. Frangela, get it?
Yes.
We love you, Frangela.
We love you.
WMDX Madison, where biking in the snow is a personality trait.
John Peterson and Gordy Young.
Monday morning, we'll tell you everything you need to know about the upcoming Vegan Fest.
And I'll bring in the donuts.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8. The Todd Alba Show.
Talk about overall mental health, how we cope with this nonstop, overwhelming news. Tom, thanks for calling. What's up?
Nobody can do push-ups indefinitely, but bring this back to mental health, and suddenly we feel able to pound through this without taking any kind of a break. And it's just not the way that it works. So do any action that takes you away from whatever it is that you're stressing out. Go for a walk. Get a drink of water. Read a book.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local civic media radio station. And on the app.
You're listening to 92.7 WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Alba Show, weekday afternoons from 2 to 4.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. House Speaker Mike Johnson says the ball is in Chuck Schumer's court to avoid a government shutdown. That's after the House passed a short-term government funding bill. It faces an uncertain future in the Senate, where it needs 60 votes to pass. House Minority Whip Catherine Clark, a Democrat, called the bill a betrayal.
Nowhere is this betrayal of the American people more evident than the Republicans' deep cuts in health care. Denying millions of Americans the ability to get the care they need.
Government funding runs out September 30th. On Capitol Hill, former Secretary of Labor Alexander Acosta is being deposed behind closed doors over a plea deal he negotiated with Jeffrey Epstein while he was a U.S. attorney in 2008. President Trump spoke with Chinese leader Xi Jinping by phone, as the two sides could reach a deal on the fate of TikTok. This is ABC.